Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Have you felt it yet? The profundity of this trip. It's just another tourist area, right? You're going to remember this time. There are energies here which may not be repeated like this again. It's a unique group of souls that gather to celebrate, leap with joy and dance, to ponder the history, and to plant the seeds of new consciousness. This is Elijah country, and you know it, and you have been taught it. We've already discussed Elijah and Elisha, and the things we wanted you to know about that ascension event. The letter is A. And it's right in the middle of the word peace. And we have chosen that letter, you would think, for ascension. Not exactly. We're going to call this channel Ascension of Planet Earth. And where better to give this than the example of ascension and the energy of ascension that is in this region, that is celebrated by so many. There's two parts to this message. And I want to be clear on something. Some of this may seem to be review to those who have followed the words of Kryon for years. Know why I'm here and have been invested in this particular concept of an ascending planet. But dear ones, there are so many who have not. They haven't heard the story. They don't know what I'm going to say. Especially those in the region. Many are listening. And these 13 channels will eventually be called the Israel channels. Put together as a package of 13, and I'm telling my partner right now, they are to be published in many languages. And because of that, we must give you this information. Information that is old to some and revolutionary to many who have never heard this. When we say ascension and we use it as ascending planet, it doesn't necessarily mean the population of the planet is in an ascension time. We're talking about something different. The best we can describe this in 3D is the ascending vibration of consciousness on Earth. Even that is a metaphor. But if you were able to measure human consciousness on a scale of 1 to 10, and the 10 is mastery, you're in 3. But dear ones, you've been in 3. You've never really moved from 3. You have had concepts of 4 and 5 and above. The concepts have been given to you from the ascended masters. But you haven't owned it. You haven't lived it. And you're stuck in three. Please do not turn off this channel yet. There is every indication I'm right. For if you look at humanity, you haven't learned anything. You haven't learned the basic. War is not a solution. We said this before. Hatred begats hatred. It creates it. War creates war. Anyone in the process of warring for any reason is going to create more war. That should be obvious by human history. All you have done is conquer, reconquer, conquer again, and again. The last two times it has involved the entire earth. And it was scheduled yet again. Now I want you to think for a moment with me. Would not you agree that the human nature which has created this cycle is not wise? It is immature. It hasn't figured out the basis of love. It hasn't really figured out anything. That's what we're talking about. Human nature seems to be the same. And if you're a psychologist, you are convinced it is. And that is what you work on when you help another human. A static, unchanging consciousness of a human. And so it is no wonder that you wring your hands in frustration, for it's all you have ever seen. There is a metaphor of this that every parent would understand. When children grow up, they grow through consciousness shift. When they're 6 to 8 years old, there's a certain consciousness that they have. They are socially dysfunctional. They haven't figured out what works with other children. They're consumed with themselves. They're just growing up. They're in survival mode. They have tremendous egos or self-worth issues. Very few 6 to 8 year olds in an old energy are wise and balanced. That comes later. When they get together in the playgrounds of schools, there is peer pressure. They don't understand each other. Sometimes they will assemble themselves in gender-specific groups, beliefs, even neighborhoods. They'll throw rocks at one another sometimes. They will be the bully of the playground. It's a tough time. They may get in a fight or two. They'll go home, and their parents will see what has happened. It has been common throughout history. Then they grow up. When they're 17 or 18, they have an elegance that they have learned, a wisdom. They've discovered that others their age are similar to them. They can have fun together, go out together, enjoy music together, like never before. Doesn't matter where they were born or what neighborhood they live in. A 17 or 18-year-old is not like a 6 or 7-year-old. Is this too simple for you? Humanity is stuck in the playground. There's proof. Just look around you. Look at what is happening on the planet right now, even still. An ascending planet is a vibration of consciousness that is going to climb out of the playground so that humanity starts to have a wiser human nature. I am making this very simple for those who have never heard this concept. When we talk about what has happened on the planet, which I'm going to in a moment, this will have credibility to what I'm talking about. Is it possible that you're going to see human nature evolve? Evolve past what it has been into an area you have never, ever seen. And yet you've been told about it. The masters who walked here told you about it. Now I want you to turn the page. I want to talk about history. I want to give you some information that not all have heard. In certain parts of the world, this is so well known. Here, not so much. In this region, you are consumed with the history of the region. You are consumed with the prophets that you have known in the region. And nothing much more. You may not be aware of what I'm going to tell you. There's a bigger picture, and I want you to assimilate it and understand it. I want you to go research it. I want you to check it out, because it did not come from Kryon. I'm going to give you a history and prophecy that you may never have heard. When we were in Istanbul, we gave a channeling called The Unknown History of the Planet. And we did it there because there and nearby there are many new discoveries about places they cannot understand, indicating cultures that may not have existed in languages that they have never seen. There is much, much older history than what you think has been in this region. Even in this region, there is older history than you think. We speak of Sumeria, not Samaria. Sumeria, in the Indus Valley. Go find it. More than 9,000 years old. And that's just here. Dear ones, our teaching has indicated that those who have come from what we call Lemuria have an Akash on this planet that is over 30,000 years old. Do you believe that? Now, those in this region listening to this message, don't turn off the channel. Give it a chance. There is evidence that humanity has been here far, far longer than you think. It may actually make this area young. The Aborigine is indigenous. Now we're going to use that word again and again. It means original human being in an area. Indigenous, the first ones. Most of them don't have a country. They have a family, a tribe, names that you have not heard, which would represent who they are. The Aborigine has been documented in his land over 30,000 years. That's because there was no conqueror. An isolated continent. Nothing touched it. No battles. Can you imagine such a thing? And the government that is modern in Australia has documented this. They've been here for 30,000 years. They'd been there for 15 or 20,000 when Abraham was born. Do you believe me? I want you to go check it out. I want you to look for yourself so that you will understand what's coming and what I'm going to tell you. There are prophecies you have not heard. And they come from the first human beings. A prophecy that is collective. Collective means it comes from many, many, many places. Through indigenous tribes that have never met one another. Only recently on the planet has this been discovered. That the same prophecy that is over 10,000 years old is known by original indigenous. Have you heard of the Mayan calendar? Many of you have not. A mysterious thing, perhaps, in a pagan culture far, far away. Let's dispel a rumor. They were not pagan. They believed in the one God, not like this area did. Their one God was the creative source that centered around all living things. It all came from one place. And they knew it. The Mayan calendar was written not just by the Maya. Three cultures participated in the same prophecy over eons of time. The Aztecs, the Toltecs, and the Maya. In their cultures, they had an unusual system of conquering. They had their wars. They had their issues and their battles. But when they came upon the temple of the one they were conquering, they kept it and they added on to it to make it bigger. Pretty soon, through three or four conquerings, it was enormous. A little different than what happened here. Go check it out. Let me tell you their prophecy. And when I'm done telling you their prophecy, dear ones, it is the same prophecy of the indigenous almost all over the earth. Listen up for a prophecy that is much, much older than anything in the region. Please listen. Please keep listening. This does not diminish the prophecies you have. It adds to them, and it helps you to understand your part. The Mayan calendar was a calendar of consciousness, not of dates. It didn't even honor the 12-month system. It was a complete and totally different system. They had something called the long count. I've mentioned it before. A very, very long calendar that doesn't correspond with days and months. Not even the seasons. Not really. It was a calendar of energy. A calendar of consciousness. They were tracking human nature. If you study their calendar, it actually corresponds to the wars that you had. For they were tracking times of peace and war on the planet. And you can see it in the way they constructed the calendar. Experts have looked at this and seen the sweep of human consciousness going up and down during brief times of peace before war then returned. Believe it or not, their prophecy was literally tuned in to what was happening here. They predicted the conquering of South America and more. And they had a prophecy. And it was a big one. And it corresponded to the movement of the stars. Now, the movement of the stars has always been part of tradition, even in this area. I ask you to remember, the Greeks knew about galactic movement. They did. The precession of the equinox, a 26,000-year Earth wobble, was known by the Greeks, by the Romans, by the Egyptians, who aligned their pyramids to correspond with it. I give you this information so you will understand it is even part of your culture. You talk about the Master Christ, about the Master of Love. In this area, they know him. The three wise men who supposedly traditionally came to Bethlehem to participate in the birth of a Messiah were astrologers. What does that tell you? They were referred to as three kings. Dear ones, the stars have always been part of prophecy. Back to the Maya. Their calendar stopped in 2012. They had to, because of the prophecy, the one that everyone knows, who is indigenous and has studied it. All over the world, it was seen as the end of time. Many, many cultures were aware of this calendar's end. in December 21, 2012, there was fear on the planet. The Armageddon did not happen. And yet, now we have a prophecy that looked ominous and fearful. The end of the world in 2012. It was not. That was not the prophecy. Here is the prophecy. Now listen. What I'm going to tell you now is a generalization of the prophecy of the indigenous of Earth, the ones that were here much earlier than anything that happened here, and is written clearly in the Mayan calendar. Listen, listen. If the planet would pass this marker, the beginning of the wobble of the Earth and the cycle returning that is 26,000 years old, if they would pass that, it would start the beginning of a new consciousness on the planet in evolution of vibration. That is the prophecy. And you would go from 3 to 4 to 5 and beyond. That human beings would begin to think differently. The ascension would begin of all of you. Now, if you have really figured it out and you use spiritual logic and you understand the Akash and the fact that you've lived before, you really are ready for this. You have been here a long time. You know what 3 feels like. And old souls are ready for 4. You know what you're doing. Many of you have waited for this time. But in the region, have you heard this? Have you really heard this? Or do you think things are impossible? That there are no changes and no reason for changes? That is why we give you the story. There is planetary hope. But it centers here. And that's why we're here. Because this is where it's going to be the hardest. It's going to talk to you eventually. At some level, some way. And it's possible it'll do it through your children, who may not agree with you from one generation to another. They may not assimilate the history of the area like you did. They may do things that shock you and turn against that which you wish them to believe. They may turn away from an old way. It's going to happen through generations. That's the channel. It's bigger than you think. And yet it centers here. Bigger than you think. Dear ones, if I could give you a prophecy, a vision, if I could give you a vision that you would understand here, I close with this. I can see construction. I can see things happening with thousands of workers. I can see something being built with joy and with solution, without hatred. And that something in my vision is real. I won't tell you when, because you won't like the answer. It's the rebuilding of the third temple. Think on this. without hatred or war, with a solution that nobody has ever thought of. Discoveries, perhaps, that you never thought you'd get. That's enough for now. Ascension is bigger than you think. And so it is.